Tears of joy are what I wanted to shed this morning when I read the news that it might not for too much longer be quite so difficult to go through a Schengen visa process. As I said at the start of the show, I don't know if it's just me. They make me feel like a criminal. I sit there as an ordinary, decent, law-abiding citizen. I have every form stamped and in triplicate and signed and ready. And still, I bite my nails and I have grey hairs every time I have to sit through that appointment. So I was very, very happy indeed to see an article shared on Facebook this morning that suggests the whole process might be available to do online within the next couple of years. Euronews.com reporting that the European Commission is proposing a new fully digital system, which will bring all members in line with the same online digital process and end the tedious paper applications once and for all. To chat to us about what that means for us as travellers, I'm delighted to welcome Otto de Vries, CEO of the Association of Southern African Travel Agents. Always lovely to chat to you, Otto. Welcome.
Hi, nice to chat to you as well.
It's not rocket science. I mean, there are several countries that already offer an online application process and have done for quite a while now. But there's always been quite a bit of inconsistency between the different Schengen nations, hasn't there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And by the way, this process has been a very long time in the making. In fact, my European colleagues have been very actively involved in both the discussions and the expectations that have been set out.
Yeah.
From the process to the costs and whether or not this is even necessary, because ostensibly they are looking to replicate, from what I understand, something that's not dissimilar to the American ESTA system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now there are a lot of countries, including people from the United States, who can enter Europe without a visa. So for some of us, yes, there is this potential for simplification. For others, they're going, hang on a minute, I never needed to do this before. What's going on? I suppose really the principle behind it is to have a unified and consistent approach to how they manage the process of allowing people in and out of the EU.
Okay. I mean, look, solidifying it all into a single system removes a lot of the potential sort of stumbling blocks for somebody who is planning a trip, for example, that goes to multiple countries. Otto, it's always a bit of a headache to juggle who you put the put the visa application through and which embassy should handle it.
Absolutely. So, look, theoretically, the idea is that the country of entry or the country where you plan to spend most of your time, and the latter being where you should then actually be making your application. But indeed, you know, there's a huge possibility and opportunity that comes with this, where a standardized approach online will certainly take away a lot of the headache and the burden. I'm probably a little bit skeptical for no other reason than, you know, I've worked long enough in this area to know, one, the pace at which some of these processes take. Yeah. And, you know, just think about that when you try to get your new ID book, for example, or replace your driver's license.
I'd rather not.
The fact that right now, even if you are applying for a Schengen visa in the traditional way, we are seeing massive, massive backlogs.
Yeah.
Due to a lack of staffing in the visa processing area. So, you know, whilst the applications may actually be processed online, you know, a lot of it may still be taken offline at some point, where somebody is going to then need to assess those and then determine if there are additional documentation or requirements for interviews before they actually proceed with issuing those visas.
And there sit the backlogs and the stopgaps in the system. The bottleneck is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
the other thing to mention, the one bonus, I mean, as you say, Otto, it's probably still at least a couple of years off before we reach this point that's been mooted. But it will be a game changer for those who don't have the luxury of living in the same city as a visa office or embassy. You know, if I want to go to Europe, I'm lucky enough to most of the time be able to go to a visa office that's relatively easy to access. It's not the same for somebody who lives outside of a major center, is it?
No, correct. And again, you know, it is my hope that when and if this system does go live and the various EU states are able to find a common agreement around, you know, the processing and application for visas for entries into any EU state, that, you know, there will also be consistency in making sure that this system is set up in such a way that it caters for all markets. And not just for certain markets, because if we get categorized, let's say, differently to from a risk potential risk perspective, which is half the reason why we need a visa for just about every country in the world, you know, that we don't end up continuing to be in a separate box that will still require that sort of manual process to take place. So, look, a lot of hope and a lot of optimism, excited to hear that they are finally talking about this going live. But I think at this stage, probably more questions than answers. And I look to our own government as well to please ensure that they ramp up their commitment and promise to also start delivering e-visas for potential travelers wanting to come to South Africa.
From your lips to their ears, rather. Otto de Vries, thanks for chatting to us, CEO at the Association of Southern African Travel Agents.